From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the 17th day of October, 2010, for the abbreviated Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 Central every Sunday. I, of course, will be back to live tomorrow for the weekday broadcast at 11 a.m. Central. A lot of amazingly important news and information to cover in the next 2 hours, and I have a specific question that I want to issue out to the listeners when we open the phone lines up, and I'll tell you that specific question that I want to get your view on, your take on, as we have a two-hour brainstorm here on air. So I'll throw that question out after the break. Obviously, we've been talking about this for a decade, but now the chickens are coming home to roost, dealing with the fact that a week and a half ago, the House passed a bill to allow basically the big mega banks to take anybody's house they want for any reason and not even have deeds or paperwork. Extremely dangerous, and we're being held hostage by these criminals via financial terrorism. We'll also look at other areas of the economy and the election coming up in just about 2 weeks from now. And the rats are truly leaving the sinking ship. Bill Clinton openly campaigning against Barack Hussein Obama for his wife, Hair Hillary. So they're going to have the new novel situation of, oh, look, it's a novelty, a guy that's part African's running. So what if Wall Street's financing him, just like McCain? You know, he's got brown skin. Things will change. Oh, look, we'll have Palin on the right and Hillary Clinton on the left. Things are going to change. And it's just a novelty to confuse the public. Oh, I'd vote for a woman, a black person, Hispanic, and Asian in 10 seconds if they had a history of being patriots like Ron Paul. Just so happens he's an old white guy, and I'll vote for him in a minute because I know he's never flip-flop and he's for real. And I agree with about 99% of his issues and policies and ideas. But even if I agree with 75%, I'd still support him because he was the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And that's what you need is surety. What you need is stability. And getting back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution, obviously the 2010 Money Bomb, the third annual, was a huge success. I want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank all of you for helping us go to the next level and continue on. We'll now have no problem finishing the studio, getting the personnel we need, launching the daily TV blitz, and then the weekly full production one-hour transmission. We're going to add the radio show. We're updating InfoWars Money Bomb. com right now. Before the mail has even come in, we have raised $412,000, and I would imagine $20,000-$30,000 additionally will come in. I would have liked to reach $500,000. That's really what we needed, but $400,000+ is a super, super close to what we needed, and in this horrible economy, it's just amazing that it was about $100,000 more right now than the last two money bombs raised each time. The first one raised $300,000, the second about $335,000, and this one right now, $412,000 is what is in the kitty, and I would imagine it'll go up to about $430,000 or so. With my dead reckoning, if you'd still like to donate $1 or $1,000, $50, $20, it's all welcome towards this fight. And 100% of the Money Bomb money coming in is putting directly into the studio and our operation and films and what we're doing here. It's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. There isn't crew here to answer the phones and take donations that way, but you can start calling tomorrow at 8 a.m. if you'd like, 888-253-3139, the regular number to call, and the online video bookstore and T-shirts, books, you know, any of those type of things are available at that number, but you can also call and donate. That's 888-253-3139. A lot of people have noticed my voice is a lot deeper, and broadcasting 25 and a half hours straight, and Watson came in the last hour and a half, so 27 hours total on air. My voice is a little bit worn out, as they say, but it should be better by tomorrow. But this is a piece of cake right now, 2 hours here with you, and I really look forward to talking to you. I'll get into all the news and incredible information and give you the number when we come back, and the specific question that I want to pose for all of you out there. I really want to get your view and your take and your idea on, well, it deals with hypocrisy and how to bring criminals to justice. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're live, my friends. It is Sunday, the 17th day of October, 2010. The election is shaping up to be even more devastating to the Democrats than many had thought. I've been on record predicting they'll surely take the House, probably even the Senate, because of the unbelievable outrage in this nation and the huge awakening that is taking place and happening. This isn't just, you know, people running from one party to the other. Every major political science research report and poll shows this is a complete political realignment, and the Republicans are all going to be out of office come the next election if they don't immediately deliver on constitutional change, getting us back to our base values. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Some people say it sounds like a different radio talk show host when I was on Friday, because I broadcast more than 25 hours straight. I'm sorry my voice is a little bit worn out and a bit deeper than normal, but it should be back to normal by tomorrow with the kickoff of the weekday transmission, 11 a.m. Central Time. Of course, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm going to throw a question out for listeners here in just a moment. And normally the phones are just wide open for any issue you want to cover, but I specifically want to hear from listeners on several different topics I'm going to throw out. But first, I'd like you to give me your take on the hypocrisy of government and double standards. I mean, how many case point examples are there of where mega corporations and government are basically living by a different set of rules than the population? A great example is Bernie Madoff. For 11 years, insiders sent full dossiers on his complete fraud to the Securities and Exchange Commission, and they actively covered up for him. For 5 years before the unraveling of Enron in 2001, detailed reports were sent to the SEC and others about the different things that Enron was doing, not just taking the profits out the back door and using it as a shell corporation and laundering hundreds of billions of dollars offshore. But of course, Enron was caught in California, in some cases making several billion dollars a day of illicit money by just lying and controlling the electricity exchange and claiming that prices were higher than they were by creating artificial scarcity. I saw one report where they stole $3 billion in one day from several Western states, including California. And the guy that then went on to be the Secretary of the Army, Mr. White, was the head of that exchange out there. And he even gave members of the California legislature tours of their energy trading computer center and showed them fake trading going on and said, look, it's all real. See, that's why we're charging you more. Just fake computer programs. This is an example of mega corporate corruption. And now we have the private Federal Reserve that took over our monetary system and has been enriching itself at the expense of the rest of the economy and engaged in unfair trade advantage against their competition, whether it's Main Street banks or corporations that aren't part of the good old boy club. The Federal Reserve, according to Bloomberg, just in the last 2 years, has given itself more than $28 trillion. And they tell Congress in clip after clip that I have in my film, The Obama Deception, and in Fall of the Republic. You can pull them up on C-SPAN archives or at YouTube. Just type in Geithner or Paulson or Bernanke refuses to tell Congress where the money went. But you've all seen those clips. Where did this $500 billion go? Where did this $2 trillion go? I'm not going to tell you. Well, but you have to. Congress, controls that. No, read the Federal Reserve Act. We're now a fourth branch of government, and we're private. We're not going to tell you. I'll never forget Congressman Stern out in Florida. He had Geithner before the House Banking Committee, and he said, at the same time, he also had Paulson on, the former Treasury Secretary last year, and he said to him, he said, where is the 800-plus billion in one particular mechanism they'd gotten money from in the bailout? And Paulson wouldn't answer the question. Tiny Tim Geithner wouldn't answer it. And then Congressman Stern, this is in the Fall of the Republic, Congressman Stern says, okay, who gave you the waiver, Paulson, to give bailout money to Goldman Sachs, hundreds of billions of dollars, to give bailout money to Goldman Sachs and then pay yourself $200+ million in bonuses from that? And Geithner says, well, I don't manage that money anymore, and they decided to pay it to me. And he said, no, who gave you the waiver? And then Stern read the law to him where, you know, somebody in government, especially the head of the Treasury Department, former head of Goldman Sachs, by the way, Henry Paulson, he said, you know, there's a law against you giving yourself money that you order to be given to a private institution. And he said, well, I got that waiver from the Treasury Department. And he said, well, who gave you that waiver at the Treasury Department? He said, well, I did. So it is the quintessential fox guarding the hen house. So I want to throw this question out to you. You know, there's so many cases of where a private citizen or even a small company or even a mega company that isn't part of the inside baseball crew, part of the boss hog club, you would go to prison in a minute. And then there's also favored groups that help globalism along. You've got Republicans and Democrats in 800-plus sanctuary cities. Illegal aliens are allowed to not have IDs. They're allowed to get bank accounts without IDs or with the fake matricula cards. They're allowed to drunk drive, not get arrested for no insurance. They're basically left alone. And there's just so many cases of this. Another set of double standards. You've got, of course, the situation with the drug companies. The federal government's admitted over 300,000 people die a year from bad drug interactions or bad drugs. They're constantly getting fined, but it's normally just a tiny fraction of the profits they made from it for putting drugs on the market that they know are going to kill people and don't work. I mean, how does you know, major companies put out stuff like Gardasil, which doesn't protect you from the human papillomavirus that they say can cause a few cases a year of cervical cancer. But on the insert, it admits it doesn't protect you from it, and it can kill you. I mean, how did the flu makers get away with the H1N1 shot last year when their own insert for it said Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, can cause convulsions? That's back in mainstream news today. Experts admit swine flu jab may cause deadly nerve disease. Well, I don't need the experts to tell me that in the Mail newspaper. It's on the stinking insert. How do they get away with this? But then they've got SWAT teams shutting down family farms that are selling pumpkins and squash and tomatoes without some special federal license. How do they get away with that? How do they get away with the Bush White House ordering torture and having the John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez memos put out saying, go ahead and torture people, and saying they could even torture children. That's on record. And then when the photos came out, everybody got upset by it. They prosecuted scores of military people, contractors, and others that followed orders. I'm not saying that they shouldn't get in trouble, but how do they order them to do it? And then when they do it, they burn a few of them as scapegoats, and the high-powered politicians that gave the orders, they don't get in trouble. And then 3 months ago, Bush gave a TV interview and said, yeah, I ordered torture and I'd do it again. Well, then why did you send these people to prison? Because it was illegal what you did. But here he is out in the open saying, I'd order torture again. You can just search Bush. I'd order waterboarding. I'd order torture again. TV interview. We've played it here. But whether you're for torture or not, whether you think it's great or not, obviously it's abhorrent. Then it ends up happening to our troops. We lose the moral higher ground. All the major studies, even the CIA's own, admit it doesn't give you good intel. But if you want fake confessions and to scare people, torture's good. But regardless of that, what's the double standard where John Yoo, Alberto Gonzalez, George W. Bush order the torture, the Pentagon orders the torture, the brass orders the torture, and they send some, I think the highest level person sent to prison was a sergeant? And they got a couple years, a slap on the wrist. So that's another case of double standards. And the list just go on and on. I mean, here's an example. What's changed in our society that 19 years ago, the first time the military used depleted uranium on the battlefront in Desert Storm 1, that they told them they had to have decon contamination? It was very dangerous. Now they tell the troops, just use it. There's no health problems. They admit it's killing them. But see, what's changed? Okay, I'm going to give you the number when we come back, get into the incredible situation with the mortgages And again, see, we told you so again over 10 years ago. I've been talking about mortgage fraud and what this is going to do to the economy. We'll look at the elections coming up and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're streaming live there.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just a program note before I get into all the news and give out the toll-free number. We had Lou Dobbs on for about 30 minutes, George Norrie on for about 30 minutes. We had Gerald Celente for almost 2 hours, Max Kaiser. We had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the policy at the Department of the Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor. We had at least 10 other huge guests in my 27-hour live transmission Thursday into Friday. From the start of Thursday's radio show to the end of Friday's radio show, and that's all archived, not just the audio, the video, at PrisonPlanet.tv. The entire marathon is there. And we're also streaming right now in video living color for radio listeners that want to go check it out at PrisonPlanet.tv. This live radio show / TV show is streaming there right now. Okay, so I'm throwing the phone number out specifically on examples that you've seen of mega corporations and government, also local government, being above the law. And that's what globalism is. It's the Fortune 100 setting up a world government to set up socialism at the national level to conduit all of the general public's money and the middle class's money into a giant trough that they can suck out of to offshore. And they engineer the banking collapse, as they've done in every other third world nation. Now they're doing it here. We got the IMF World Bank documents in 2002. I've been warning you for 8 years specifically what would happen when the derivatives bubble popped. And then their answer, holding us hostage, is give us unlimited money. We won't tell Congress where it went. This is happening not just in the U.S., but every other major nation, from Australia to Germany, from Canada to England, from Portugal to Greece, from Argentina to Zimbabwe. They say, you give us more money and don't ask where it went or we'll cause a total depression. And then you give them tens of trillions of dollars, and here we are now 2 years later. That's right, coming up on, it was October 3rd that they passed the banker bailout takeover and gave them total anonymity and secrecy. So I guess it's more than 2 years. Man, time's flying. I keep saying a year and a half ago. That was 2 years ago now. And they passed this new Banking Regulation Act a few months ago, giving the Federal Reserve more secrecy, more power. The SEC embarrassed by protecting Madoff and Ken Lay in the last 10 years. They get even more secrecy. In fact, search that term. Folks won't believe it. It's CNBC, also Fox News. SEC given more anonymity, secrecy by financial re-regulation bill. So that's got to be good for these crooks. You've got a revolving door from the big mega banks, the six mega banks and brokerage houses, into every SEC and Federal Reserve and Treasury position, just like the former head of Monsanto is now the head of the FDA approval process. And, of course, they're approving all these cross-species things like salmon that's part insect and eel. And saying you, not only is it approved, you can't even know if it's GMO. You're not even allowed to know that. This is what the magnitude of the double standard. None of us are safe. This is why third world countries can't produce, because they get a corrupt elite in that don't play by the same rules and they just rob everybody. This is what's happened thousands of times in the last 6,000 years on this planet since we had civilization. Anyone who studied history knows it. So I want to hear from you about other examples of double standards or double standards that I've raised. And how do we deal with this hypocrisy? When special interests own both parties, how do we get real change? Will we go the way of Argentina, of Nigeria, of Greece? 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. I want to hear from you specifically on this live Sunday broadcast. With examples of hypocrisy and how you think we counter it, 888-201-2244. Now, remember, we've been writing about this for 10 years. You can just search the term mortgage fraud, Infowars.com, you'll get 10-year-old articles. You'll see, you know, YouTube video interviews 6 years ago we did. I mean, it's everywhere. Because we learned about mirrors and all these computerized systems they've got where they don't have deeds, they don't have title companies check anything. The big banks dump millions of mortgages into big pools and then sell those as derivatives and leverage them. They sell them to the Chinese. They sell them to the Europeans. They sell them to U.S. pension funds. Now the pension funds, many of them are insolvent or in trouble because they invested in these. And what's the answer? Oh, the federal government's going to take over the pension funds. That's CNBC to save them, of course. Just like the banker bailout was to save us. Everything's to save us. The Iraq war was to save us from WMDs. The global warming taxes are to save us from rising sea levels. Doesn't exist. They're always going to save us. Save the children. You know, give up your rights. Save you from Al-Qaeda. We're going to put you through naked body scanners and track everything you do. And 95% of Homeland Security is targeting conservatives and libertarians and gun owners and returning veterans. But still, it's for Al-Qaeda, because if you don't give your rights up and live in a police state, they're going to get you. This is the problem reaction solution system they've got us under. And so they hold us hostage, and now they're saying, as we predicted several years ago, we told you the banker bailout was just the beginning. Oh, guess what? We didn't use any of the bailout money to fix the mortgages, and guess what? It's not just people that can't pay their mortgages and then the bank can't produce the note or the paperwork in court because it's been sold 5, 10, 15, 20 times down the road. No, it's all over even CNN. You can search CNN report. Paid for home taken. You can search the term. We showed it to you last week. J.P. Morgan Chase takes home they didn't own. Goldman Sachs takes home they didn't own. Just put it into a search engine. You'll get mainstream news. And they go, oh, how do we fix this problem? Oh, well, Congress is going to go back retroactively and make it legal so they can come take your house they never had a note to and that you've paid for. Sure, there's some fools who went out and got mortgages with no job and tried to flip houses and all that during the bubble of the last 10 years. But we're not even talking about that. We're talking about rule of law. We're talking about basic issues of sanity. And coming up on Wednesday, on the Wednesday weekday show, I'm going to do 3 hours on this. We have a leading expert in studio with us. But in case you're thinking this is just Alex Jones saying all this, here's CNBC. CNBC predicts Congress will retroactively legalize foreclosure fraud. What was the BBC headline last week? Obama says he will do nothing about mortgage fraud. In fact, put that up on screen. Obama, BBC. Obama will do nothing to stop mortgage fraud. Congress will pass a bill to forgive banks potentially criminal errors, potentially, made in foreclosure proceedings, a senior CNBC editor predicts. Hold on a minute. These aren't potential frauds. It is a fraud when you don't have the deed or the paperwork. I mean, here's a microcosm example. A week ago, Bank of America stopped all foreclosures in the United States because they're losing in court. Their stocks plunged. I bought my first house 9-10 years ago, and they sold my mortgage over and over again. And then the owner of my mortgage was Bank of America, and they sent me a letter saying, we're going to foreclose. You didn't pay the escrow. And I went to the title company and had the records I'd paid for. I remember paying the money, and I had to have a lawyer threaten to sue them, and they backed off. But the average guy who's a janitor or an auto parts store clerk, they're good people, they're intelligent, but they don't know how to stand up for themselves. They lose their house and go, I don't know why this happened. When we come back, I'm going to walk through what this means. And now they're holding us hostage again. Let us take people's houses we don't even own, that we don't even own. Let us take paid-for houses, or we'll bring the whole economy down. And the Congress is saying, okay, we're going to pass a bill. You can take any house you want. And they go, that's more like it.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother, my skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coach and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time.
The bandits only fired once.
Bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
All right, I'm going to finish up with this news in the next segment, then go to your calls in the segment after. Then later next hour, I'm getting into medical news, financial news. It's all off the charts. It's so important. But I want to quantify this very simply. So when you're talking to your friends and family, trying to explain this to them, the United States geographically is, compared to many other nations like Mexico, that conservatively has triple the resources that we do, we are mineral poor. But because we had the Puritans, who weren't perfect by any stretch, but were the best in any age of human society when it came to being anti-corruption, they were still corrupt, but compared to others, they were not. Because of that idea of private property and due process and nobody's above the law, that idea, because of corruption of the crown and the George III's governors and agents, led to the Revolutionary War and what became the flower or the tail end of the Renaissance, our nation being founded. And then the United States was the example for the world, not cheating, not stealing, not torturing, private property being honored, wealthy people being judged the same as poor people. And again, it wasn't perfect, but as experiments go, the best we'd ever seen. And so 5% of the world's population had more money by 1950 and more wealth and more inventions and more patents and more ideas and more explorers and more scientists, everything. 5% had more money and inventions and ideas and were more ruggedly individualistic than 95% of the world. Highest test scores. Toughest in battle. I mean, the whole world marveled. Alexander de Tocqueville, after the Revolutionary War in the 1790s, came here and marveled at how free we were, marveled at how corrupt local officials went to jail or worse, marveled at what a polite society we had, because if you badmouth and talk somebody down, they'd call you out in the street and go, it's time to have a duel. What do you think duels were when you see old Westerns from the 1860s or 70s, and the guys are, I'll meet you outside. That was the tail end of dueling. People were real, and they didn't put up with scallywags and carpetbaggers and corruption, and this country became fabulously wealthy. So all the corrupt forces came in. The robber barons took over by 1900. They set up the Federal Reserve in 1913, and they've used our wealth and our power and our military to build their world government at our expense, and the United States gets blamed for all the evils and all the ills of that corrupt globalist government. Now, that in a nutshell is the bottom line. Why can't Mexico, get itself together? Because they have more billionaires than the United States. They have a tiny elite and a giant poor mass of people, and the government uses corruption to control them. And they use poverty as a tool to dominate so people can never get control of their lives. It's very simple. Same thing with North Korea. Same thing with Eastern Europe. Same thing with Africa. Same thing with the rest of Latin America. And Americans like to make fun of Latin Americans. Oh, look at them. They can't get themselves together, or Africans, or poor areas of Asia. Well, we're going to be the same now, because in all those nations, corrupt individuals and corrupt organizations that are part of the insider group, they get away with murder. And that's my question for listeners coming up after the break. A, what are your best examples of the double standards, the hypocrisy? And B, how do we counter this? How do we respond to it? Now, what a ridiculous headline, though, from CNBC. Congress will pass a bill to forgive banks to potentially criminal errors made in foreclosure proceedings, a senior CNBC editor predicts. They passed that bill 2 weeks ago. What do you mean he predicts? It's like predicting at 4:38 p.m. Central that the sun came up at 7 a.m. this morning. I know it came up. I saw it come up. If I predict that the sun came up, 10 hours later, it's ridiculous. They already passed the bill, but Obama, because of the political Harry Caray, the political seppuku, the political suicide, the political burning down his own house, pocket vetoed it. He didn't kill it entirely, so they have to repass it. He said, I'm going to sign that after the election. And when that lame duck comes in after November, in late November, when that lame duck Congress comes back in, you better believe Barack Hussein Obama is going to sign it, and it's got Republican backing as well. Now, we as citizens better make this a big issue. Because the media is spinning it. Well, they, Bank of America had 8,000 in 1 week computerized robo-signings. They're hiring literal, you know, former Walmart greeters, that's in one report, you know, to be experts, that's their scapegoats, who'll go to prison later, and then the head bankers will go, we didn't know this was happening, to sit there and in some cases sign 8,000 forms individually. They're so busy, they just have a computer sign it with their name on it. So they're spinning it that, oh, well, people really are being foreclosed on, 100,000 record level in the last month. But, you know, these people still deserve to have their houses taken. No. In thousands of cases, you'll have multiple banks trying to foreclose on the same house because they're all holding the same derivative paper sold to them by J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and others. But that's the big five, big six total. Got the Bank of England involved, Bundesbank of Germany involved. I guess that's seven. You want to count them. And the Chinese are mad right now. They're trying to get these houses and they can't. Because the scam didn't just stop. The scam originated with giving people mortgages that couldn't pay them. But then they took them and packaged them and sold them over and 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 over again. And it's all over the news. They're taking houses that were paid off a decade ago. Now, if they get away with this, what are they going to do next? And it's the same MO. This will destroy all confidence if you don't let us foreclose on these millions of houses. And so Congress, and that's what the law states, passed that law saying we can just take any house we want with no paperwork, no deed, no nothing. And Congress 2 weeks ago said, yes, sir, bankers. Yes, sir, you're our biggest financiers, feeding off our free market, destroying it. Yes, sir, you can have everything. And Obama went, whoa, I'm going to sign this after the election. So you got that report. Here's another one. Sorry, folks, the put-back apocalypse ain't going to happen. That's another report out of CNBC. Here's another one by Kurt Nemo that really breaks it down, Infowars.com. Obama Goldman Sachs administration, because that's basically the White House is a Goldman Sachs office, sides with banks on foreclosure moratorium. Not going to happen as a national move. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve is saying, and Reuters and the Wall Street Journal, that the way they're going to fix the tens of trillions of dollars in the deficit, the way they're going to fix all these problems is they're going to inflate the currency. They've already been inflating it slowly, and in the aggregate, it's been huge. But now they're having global, concerted, coordinated G20 devaluation of currencies. So for those of you that have saved, that's going to basically be a extrajudicial or extra legislative tax. So, and that's why gold's going up to a record of $1,384. Gold didn't go up, ladies and gentlemen. The dollar went down. Continuing, Japan goes from dynamic to disheartened. New York Times, they've been in a recession for more than 20 years. They've got one of the hardest working, smartest populations in the world. I've seen the statistics of Japanese working even longer hours, on average about 17 hours, putting out the best products in the world, and they're literally going bankrupt because they let private bankers come in and take them over. It's a debt black hole. We've got a key article, deliberately engineered economic collapse in USA leading to martial law. Oh, yeah. That's the next thing I want to hit in the second hour after I take calls. They've got newscasts, and the Army Times is reporting, don't worry, things are collapsing, but the Army's got a plan. We're going to have troops take over America in case Americans get angry and demonstrate.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. And the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The moral of the story is simple and timeless. Every generation has gone through it. If you throw caution to the wind, aren't involved in politics and history and society, corrupt interests will come into your country, and you will wake up homeless on the continent your forefathers conquered. As Thomas Jefferson said, coming up next hour after a bunch of calls, government trains troops to run American cities, and I was driving to work Thursday morning and heard local talk radio, 590 AM, reading my article, and they actually read the article. They said, look, it's all sourced, Army Times, all these. And then they opened the phones up, and I'd say, it was the Todd and Don show, I'd say out of 30 calls I heard them take, 70% were like, this is wrong. It's wrong to have the military involved. But then I heard military people calling in going, we are training for door-to-door. We are training to lock down America. If things get tough, we're going to be needed. They were being trained decades ago for this takeover. This was set up decades ago. Okay? Our government isn't run by us. It's run by offshore banks. And they shouldn't use our military to suppress us like some third world nation. It's very simple. But all of you that worship authority and worship whatever the government says and think you're little toadies of the system, get ready. There isn't no one of you. I don't care if you're worth $10 million who these people won't rob blind. And the compartmentalized military, they're not going to know the backstory. And we know the military is training to take your guns. Don't forget what happened in New Orleans and Katrina. But that's coming up. I know we have 12 phone callers or 13 phone callers now online. And so I want to try to go to these as quickly as possible. You've heard the question I've thrown out. What are examples of government hypocrisy for you, where the government and major corporations live by one rule, we the citizens live by another? We'll go to Sharon in North Carolina. You're on the air, Sharon.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you and your staff.
Well, God bless you. What's on your mind, Sharon?
We pray for your safety, and we pray for the work you're doing. Listen, I'm a little overwhelmed. I just woke up about 2 months ago to everything, and I'm, as a Christian, I'm thinking, you know, the evilness of this world and Ephesians 6:12, and you spoke to that at one point about the mark of the beast. Could you say something about that again that I missed?
Sure, Sharon, I appreciate your call. I mean, I have a secular radio broadcast that covers the news. But clearly, school children nationwide, thumb scanning to get their school lunches, face scanning to check into school, cashless society, government's trying to get rid of cash. Even if you're not a Christian, and I am a Christian, and don't believe in the devil and all this, it might as well be the devil. That's what this is being used for, is to control us. And we know the powers of this planet are a bunch of wicked, out-of-control people. Ruthless. No one can deny that. Now, I got 12 other callers here that didn't say if they agree or disagree, but I do like to go to folks that disagree first. Ray in Indiana, you disagree? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for waking me up. I've been woke up about 3 years. I disagree in the fact that these people are, let's see here, they're not above the law. They have a gun to their head. The bad ones are complicit. But the good ones have a gun to their head.
Well, you know what? I mean, I've had a gun to my head in this fight, and I've done the right thing. You know, people saying I'm just following orders. Hold on a minute. I'm going to answer your question, or I'm going to make a statement about your statement. In Nuremberg, thousands of Nazis went before the tribunal and said, I was following orders. That didn't cut it. And so for all these bureaucrats and police and bankers and CEOs and the rest of them, you're saying a gun to their head. I'm simply stating here that mortgages were sold to create the derivative fraud. The banks that sold it knew it was a fraud. They don't have the deeds. They're engaged in criminal activity. Our country's going the way of a third world nation because we haven't stood up to this corruption. We forgot how to, because it couldn't happen here, people thought. But I mean, specifically, what do you disagree with?
Well, let me ask you this. What would you do if you had a gun held to your head and a gun held to your family's head? You would be complicit, I think.
But I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, specific cases.
Okay,
I'm talking about a country going to hell in a handbasket, and you're saying, what do you do if you have a gun to your head? Well, the bankers have got a gun to our head. They're devaluing the currency. They're destroying the jobs. They shipped them out with NAFTA and GATT. I appreciate your call, but I don't understand you. We have the gun to our head. The mind game is go along with the corruption because you can't help it. If you go along with the corruption, that's the road to ruin. That's the point I'm making. We've got to get up on our hind legs and see ourselves as people involved in a fight for liberty, not just spectators. Tim in Washington, you're on the air.
Alex, as far as... Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Worldwide transmission. Go ahead.
Yes, you were talking about what I think the hypocrisy stems from, and I think it's from fear. Is that the masses don't have any, they don't see any solutions.
That's
on
right.
The
they don't respect themselves. They don't, I mean, solutions. You put state representatives and congressional representatives in who will call for the indictment of these Federal Reserve heads that are all basically Bernie Madoff types and Ken Lay types, and we bring these people to justice. If we don't, there's no end to the raping and robbing. They've shown us that. They're never going to stop. Look, where has Blackwater moved? To the Middle East, because they've got indictments out on them. Where has Halliburton moved? To the Middle East. Most of these globalists already can't believe how much they've gotten away with. They've all moved offshore. You get rid of NAFTA and GATT.
Right, but what is the solution? I mean, where do
I just
you
gave you
solution
solutions. You take back the states. You get rid of NAFTA and GATT. You identify the banking cartel as the crooks that are un-American criminal trash. I mean, right there.
About a project called NAPA, the North American Water and Power Alliance, or something about a dam project from Alaska to the desert states of Southwest America.
Yes.
Do you think that would be a viable solution?
No, they're going to offer North American Union garbage as a solution. Oh, give us trillions more. We'll build an infrastructure to get your economy going, and it's all in their hands. That's what globalism is, Tim.
So you think what we have to do first is combat the New World Order and take them out of office?
Here's the deal. Yes. We have 60% on average turnout for presidential elections when it's easy for the globalists to buy both puppets. We have 8%. Local. People need to look. You don't like them teaching global warming and teaching your kids to commit suicide. They actually do that and teaching them that humans are bad in school. A, get them out of public school, or B, go get involved, run for school board, go shout these crooks down. You know, what is the Attorney General of Texas doing? Abbott. He's suing the federal government saying you're trying to pass carbon taxes in Texas in the name of a fraud, and he brings out the fraud of ClimateGate. You just get angry, you get focused, and you never shut up, and you don't let all these Republican leaders and talk show hosts that for 20 years told us no New World Order existed and there wasn't a plan to set up a world government when they knew full well there was. They were there stalling you, telling you it didn't exist. Now, because it's out in the open, they come out and admit it's real, but say they're going to be your solution to the problem. I appreciate your call. Good point. Tim, Mandy in Texas. Mandy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. You were talking about hypocrisy in regards to history. Right now, I'm studying eugenics.
Yes.
And how eugenics has been used to sterilize people and to murder people. And
right here in the U.S. Right here in the U.S. You tell the average yuppie that, they laugh at you. You tell a yuppie like I did 10 years ago, they're shooting kids up in the U.S. and Guatemala with syphilis, they laugh at you. And when their kid goes and gets a mercury-filled shot and has convulsions, they laugh at that. They love it. They love their kids going in coffins. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, they love the elite, who people who think they're elite, who really aren't.
Exactly. Like they might make $50,000 a year, but because they buy into this corruption, they sit there and smile at you. And that's why they're getting destroyed.
Yeah, they think that I'm studying the people who, you know, want to link it to some kind of gene. Like, all throughout eugenics history, they're trying to find some kind of biological reason for why they should exterminate people.
Yeah, it's extrajudicial, and it started in England and the U.S. It was exported to Hitler, and that's what family courts are, set up 100 years ago in this country. They're outside of law. The family courts were set up to sterilize people, and that's why they can take your kid with no real court hearing or no proof, because it's outside of law. It's a murder court. And you know what, Mandy, God bless you. You were the first caller of four callers, who really called in with what I asked callers to do. I simply asked callers, give me your example of hypocrisy. Give me your example of where government mega corporations get away with bloody murder and the citizens have the book thrown at them. We have the biggest prison population in the world. How is that land of the free, home of the brave? Most of them innocent. Most of them nonviolent. And the government releases violent offenders to go out and menace the public. I'm angry. I'm mad. I'm focused. I know what's going on. You want solutions? You call Congress and you tell them, listen, you get rid of the rule of law and you get rid of the fact that mortgage companies can't take any house they want with no proof. You get rid of that, you're going to allow these criminals to rob everybody. You're going to be complicit in these crimes, you scumbags. Hour two coming up.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
They've taught us to feel powerless. We're not powerless. We're continuing with your phone calls. I'm going to get into the economy, the election, the wars, the police state. It's all coming up. Appreciate all of you joining us on this live Sunday transmission. Dan in Vermont, then David, Stewart, Jeff, Don, Tom, Josh, Drew, and others. Dan in Vermont, you're on the air.
Hi, hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for waking me up about a month ago to 9/11 and everything. And I wanted to call in with talk to you about an example. Here in Burlington, Vermont, we have the local government taking a $500 million contract for a big government telecom company, fleecing us out of all of our tax dollars. And then the second anybody says anything about it, oh, you're wrong. You're just you're a Tea Party, or you're evil and scum, and they treat you like crap the second you try to say anything to them. Meanwhile, they have no problem sucking us dry here, and anybody who tries to fight it is just, you're labeled some right-wing patriot hater.
Well, that's another good point. In fact, there's big protests all over California and other places where a city manager, even in a small town, I saw one case, was getting $800,000 a year while everybody else is going bankrupt. And it's just like, look, you don't need $800,000 a year to be a city manager taking our tax money and investing it in derivatives and getting your payoff, you little creature. And again, it's just hypocrisy everywhere. And by pointing it out and continuing to counter them, their support's already dissipated. The globalists are already in trouble. We just got to push this over the edge. We're going to beat these people. Good points, Dan. Anything else?
Yeah, just to say that, I mean, thanks for waking me up, and hopefully that more people in this really, really liberal state can kind of just see what the globalists are doing, because they're sucking us dry.
Yeah, how do they like NAFTA and GATT? How do they like big government? Everything we told them is happening. And remember, the Republicans have some good lip service, but they're just as bad. Thanks, Dan. Let's talk to David in Canada. David, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy. Good to hear from you.
I'm a great fan of your work, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Well, thanks for putting up with me. What's on your mind?
In terms of your request for hypocrisy items, I guess nothing's more evident in the recent time except for the waivers for McDonald's, et cetera, from healthcare.
Incredible, guys. I want to have that when we come back. It's McDonald's, 29 other firms given its exemptions. Healthcare, excellent point. Oh. Oh. You know what I'm doing here? I'm going to do a YouTube this week on government hypocrisy, and there's so many of them. I want all your ideas for it. That's awesome. Healthcare. Absolutely.
Yeah, the opportunity to speak to you today. And, you know, of course, you can see that if they can give exemptions for the biggest corporations, and then, of course, many millions of small businesses in the U.S. will have to, of course, pay the healthcare premiums, that'll impact employment in a very significant way. So that's hypocrisy, like, if nothing else. You mentioned Alec de Tocqueville from the 1840s when he visited America.
The 1840s, yeah.
He mentioned that nowhere in the world was freedom so prevalent as in America, but he also mentioned that nowhere was it so little exercised. And shows that people in Poland, where they would be executed for speaking out, still spoke out, but in America, people didn't. And I think we still got that kind of culture where Americans are cowed by the fear of being not being, I guess, socially accepted, right? They won't speak out if they think that someone will malign them. And that's a very serious issue, because people then, even if they have the freedom, they don't exercise it. And, of course, freedom is only available as long as you exercise it.
It's just like muscles, and people sit there and wonder, well, what do we do? What do we do? All I'm giving solutions. All I'm doing is having other guests on with solutions. There's nothing that's a simple silver bullet.
And I think, you know, the key, of course, to America recovering its freedom is through organization. And with both of the major political parties totally contained by the elites or the corporatists who have bought them out, Americans don't have anywhere to turn, really. And so I can understand why they're pretty apathetic, or they don't really know what to do.
Or they've been conned so many times that they just don't have any faith. You got to get your faith back, because if you don't, it only gets worse. David, great call. When I come back, I'm going to talk about the hypocrisy issue you raised. The number to join us is 888-201-2244. I'll open the phone lines up again.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you get caught accidentally dumping just a little bit of motor oil on your property, you can spend 5 years in prison. But if you, for 20 years, serve out tens of thousands of tons of depleted uranium that is highly radioactive and poisonous, when the Army's own internal reports, we've had the former head of the Army DU program on to talk about this, Doug Rocky, when their own reports show it is a death sentence for troops that use it. Lung cancer, sinus cancer, kidney cancer, urethra cancer. There's an example of crazy hypocrisy. But if you just joined us, we had a caller in the last segment say, I've got one, a caller from Canada. He said, McDonald's and 29 other firms get health care coverage waivers, USA Today. That was back about a week and a half ago. And they have millions of employees. But it's not just that it's unfair and discrimination. What about the other hamburger place that's let's take Dan's Hamburgers in Austin, Texas. Been around for almost 30 years. Great old-fashioned, high-quality hamburgers. Doesn't have all the additives in it. Doesn't make you get nauseous when you eat it. Dan's Hamburgers, they're going to have to get insurance for all their employees. Make them pay for it out of their check and match it. So that'll probably make a $3 hamburger go up to $4. We're having to look at what having to buy healthcare will do here in my little office. I'll probably just have to lay some people off. Bye, you don't have a job anymore. Now I'm taking part of your paycheck to pay for your insurance. I got to match it. I've asked my people if they want it. They're like, no, I'll get it on my own if I want it. But doesn't matter. McDonald's and 29 other firms get healthcare coverage waivers. And that's why I'm taking your calls. There's so many examples of hypocrisy. Where does it end? I want to hear from you with your specifics. And then, quite frankly, I'm taking all these different points that I've made and you've made. I'm going to make a YouTube video this week that'll get a few hundred thousand views conservatively, maybe a million, where I go over the hypocrisy. It's pointing out hypocrisy that brings it down. The mainstream media has the lowest approval rating in history. The Congress, the president, they're all a joke. We've got to discredit these crooks first before we can bring them to justice. We've got to take our states back, take our Congress back. We've got to get a fighting spirit. We've got to realize how they work their scams. We've got to say, no, don't devalue the dollar. Don't pay off the debt that way. Cut taxes and cut government. No, don't allow mortgage companies to take anybody's house they want without even filing the proper paperwork or having deeds. It's on record. They're taking houses all over the country where the people paid for it and they don't even have a deed. I've seen cases where three different banks are trying to take the same house because somebody sold them derivatives like Goldman Sachs. They sell this fraud out there. The owners are coming to get your house, but they don't own your house. I mean, we better recognize this. If we give in to this, it's just going to get worse and worse. You know, repeal NAFTA and GATT. Those are one-sided trade deals. Look at our deal with China. They've been raising all these tariffs. We have no tariffs on them. It isn't fair. It isn't free trade. It's a scam. You like what globalism's done for you? Both parties supporting it? All right, I'm ranting now, but the Department of Health and Human Services says, yeah, your companies get a waiver. So see, in the future, it's only the big globalist companies who get the waivers. You know, I see this all the time in the town I live, where some company comes to Austin and they get total tax exemption. But I sure don't get a tax exemption. This is unfair. This is a scam. This is hypocrisy. All right, I'm going to go back to your phone calls, and I got a bunch of economic news and other key stuff coming up, but right now, because now the Pentagon, I told you this over a decade ago, but now the Pentagon's like, yeah, we are training the military to take over. And I heard troops calling into the local news station going, yeah, we're training for that. Aren't you glad we're going to keep you safe during the collapse? But foreign banks engineered it and quietly started getting the military ready for this. It's in the IMF World Bank Plan 2002, BBC. You ever notice a third world country, when you're in, it's got troops on the streets? Wherever they've robbed everybody, they got troops on the streets, okay? It's real simple. You better support our troops, turn your guns into them, Alex, or you're some kind of commie. I'm turning my guns in right away. Well, I heard one guy call in to the local show going, yeah, my son's a Marine. He's training for door-to-door gun confiscation. What's wrong with that? You some kind of Al-Qaeda? Your country's going down. Troops going to keep you safe. Okay, pal. It'll be somebody else's son coming to take your guns, and you'll probably go, I support America. George Washington's bad. Here it is. I'm a coward. I do whatever I'm told. The country's already gone. Foreign banks took it over a long time ago, but it was illegitimate and done through fraud. You got to stand up and say, hold it right there, mister. You understand? That you got to grow a backbone, pal. Ah! Stuart in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Alex. Hey, man, great job on the Money Bomb. The programming during that day and a half was just outstanding.
Thank you. Yeah, Lou Dobbs, George Norrie, it was insane.
Yeah, it really, really was. Hey, a couple of quick points. You know, there's no shortage of examples of the hypocrisy. One of my favorites is Walmart. And Walmart's a good one to showcase, you know.
It came out in the news. I'm sorry, go ahead and I'll make my point. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, Walmart, go ahead. Yeah, they're a great example.
No, it's come out that they get those greeters up there because they've done actuaries that they know when they're statistically going to die as a group. And so they take out insurance on them, and they never tell the family they took insurance out. So they hire grandma for a year, and then they got $2 million on insurance on her. But that came out in Bloomberg 2 months ago, that Prudential and others signed a deal 11 years ago with the Department of Defense to steal the death benefits of 6 million dead and dying veterans from World War II through the current wars. And then they just take their insurance money, and the government said that's okay. And I also have Bloomberg reporting they ordered the private pension funds to invest in failed derivatives. That's this year. But again, you're not patriotic if you don't hand over your pension fund. You're not patriotic if you don't take veterans' death benefits. Being patriotic today means worshiping tyranny, worshiping corruption, worshiping the collapse of the country. And so a lot of you out there are into that. You think you're on the winning team because you suck thumbs? Good! All you fake Republicans and Democrats, you're going to get hurt so bad, and you deserve it. But those of us that are awakened are good people, we don't. Go ahead, Stuart, I'm sorry. Give me the hypocrisy of Wally World.
Yeah, it's over the top, and I think that's the good news. The good news is that we've reached what I believe is a very clearly predicted point of confronting the citizenry, and they've war-gamed this out with their data mining and their predictive programming algorithms, and I think they're trying to draw out the opposition, and it's time to illuminate the potential pitfalls that they're setting up, you know, and you do a great job of that. I think you've, illuminated the need to not be violent, not do anything that would give them further ammunition to demonize genuine.
Yeah, Stuart, I'm going to hold you over. Stuart, I'm going to hold you over so you can make your points, but let me just counter this now. You got 300 million people. They're losing their jobs. The banks are robbing them. And anytime somebody resists, they call them a terrorist. Then they search their computer after they've been arrested. And they find thousands of websites they visited. And what do they announce? Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Alex Jones. This guy was a fan of them. So it's their fault. We've got to ban free speech. You got the White House announcing it. All these calls for censorship. Because the crooks know they're not going to get. So they create a climate as the 112-point IMF World Bank plan leaked. Wasn't declassified. 2002 to BBC stated. They collapse the economy. Then when people riot, they use that as a pretext to come in and clamp down on everybody. And our media is reporting thousands are protesting in Greece and Spain. Thousands are protesting in Italy. Thousands are protesting in France. I've been checking the French news and the Greek and Spanish news. There are millions per major city. You're talking 20, 30% of every city. They are taking over. And our controlled corporate prostitute media is telling us a few thousand are on the street, Stuart.
Well, you know, you're doing a great job. Luke is doing a great job. I particularly like his bullhorning of the police lines at one of the, maybe it was the G20, I forget which event it was. But, you know, appealing to the police and the military, I think, has phenomenal potential.
And what has started all over Europe, the police are now joining with the people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Oath Keepers, you know, the fact that they're demonizing them so consistently shows us that's what they're worried about. They're worried about this ongoing awakening within the police and the military. They can't bring in enough foreign troops.
I tell you what, Stuart, stay there. I want you to finish up. Then Jeff, Don, Tom, Josh, Drew, and others, 888-201-2244. I want your example, though, Stuart, of hypocrisy when we come back. People can talk about whatever they want, but I at least want your example of hypocrisy. Look, I get angry and upset because I've studied history. I know how real this is. Do you understand we're going to be a completely collapsed third world hellhole?
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you think.
Look, I'm ranting and raving because I know what I'm talking about. I understand this takeover that's happening to our nation and the rest of the planet. I know how criminal it is. I know how ruthless these people are. I mean, looking at Bill Clinton saying, get ready to run Hillary and he'll fix the banking mess. It was Bill Clinton who spearheaded getting rid of Glass-Steagall Act to allow the thousands of trillions, even the Washington Post says 600 trillion, but the real numbers are about 1.5 quadrillion, according to the economists we've talked to. They're the ones that created these tens of thousands of trillions, actually, not tens or even hundreds, but thousands of trillions in fiat financial counterfeit paper to buy everything up. And now because they've got all this ill-gotten fraud that we've got to back up with our tax money, everybody's got to bow down and lick their boots. That's coming up. But, Stuart, finish up the point you were going to make. What's your bottom line take on what some of the worst hypocrisy is out there?
Well, the big picture stuff, you know, you've covered really well. In my local community here, you know, we've got, you know, what appear to be illegal immigrant food stands, you know, every four blocks and right in the middle of this neighborhood. They raided this organic food market that got all the coverage, and it's absolutely ridiculous because God only knows, you know, how or where this fruit is grown.
Exactly. Another great point. If a 10-year-old gets caught with a lemonade stand, they get a $150 fine, but the illegals are all left alone because they're part of the globalist takeover.
Yeah.
That's another great point. Okay, what are some of the other pitfalls, Stuart, you wanted to mention of how they're trying to set up the movement against tyranny?
Well, I think the main one, one of the main ones, is, you know, co-opting and controlling the movement as it gains power. And we're at a very, very powerful point now. I think the Glenn Beck gambit is a good example of them wanting to put the focus of the problem on the low-level pawns and shift the focus away from the steering committees, if you will, behind the scenes. And I think we need to avoid that, you know, avoid letting them shift our focus from where it needs to be, which is on the New World Order mechanisms of control and deception.
All right, Stuart, great points. Appreciate your call. Let's talk to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Big example, it's an old one, but it came out in this book called Imperial Cruise from about the time of the Spanish-American War when the Marines basically went into the Royal Palace in Hawaii and at gunpoint kicked out the Queen. Guess who they appointed governor of Hawaii? He was the head of the Hawaiian Pineapple Company. One guess as to what his last name was.
I forget.
It was Dole.
Oh, that's right. Mm.
It's a very important book. It's by the guy who wrote Flags of Our Fathers, that James Bradley, because it goes into a lot of the eugenics that people like Teddy Roosevelt were promoting, and it talks about how they made deals with Japan, basically gave them the green light to go invade Korea. You should check it out.
I did know about that, and I knew about Dole and United Fruit taking over Latin America and being involved with the pineapples in Hawaii. And again, back then it was okay in their minds to go kill some brown people for their land. The point is, this is now being done to everybody. And it was wrong to the Native Americans. It was wrong to the Hawaiians. It's wrong what they're doing to us. But no one's going to protect us but ourselves. Great points. Anything else, sir?
Just there's one example in this book. It's a picture. It shows our troops waterboarding a Filipino when they were taking over the Philippines.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
things just have not changed.
You know who was involved in the Philippines? Smedley Butler was the 2-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner in line to be the Commandant of the Marine Corps. They tried to hire him in the 30s, and this came out in the McCormick-Dickstein House committees, to stage a martial law takeover in the U.S., but he said no and blew the whistle. But he wrote the book, War is a Racket. He overthrew country after country and finally went public with it.
There's this quote from Teddy Roosevelt's wife when she was talking about her servants. It says, if they had our brains, they'd have our place.
I appreciate your call, Jeff. Good point. Let's go to Don in Michigan. Don, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Come good. Here.
Yeah, I just wanted you to do it. If you could take 1 second to address, I have a 20-year-old and 11-year-old daughter sitting right here, and I'm trying to slowly introduce them into what's going on. I don't want to scare them, but to me it's so important that they learn, and especially my 20-year-old, she's in college. I don't want her to be too influenced by the college environment. But if you can just give them a brief overview or a quick insight on what they should be careful of and what they should pay attention to. I respect everything you say, and I completely appreciate what you're doing. With that, I'll shut up and go to the next caller when you're done.
Well, thank you, Don. I'll let you go and then try to answer that question. What do I say to you about college? Unless you're getting an engineering degree or a medical degree or something, more and more, they don't pay off, you know, when you get a degree. I mean, if you'll pay for it as daddy, then it's got some value. It's another bubble, another racket in many cases. The Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, they teach an anti-America, anti-family agenda. They have the fake left agenda, the fake right agenda. I would tell them get involved with Campaign for Liberty and libertarian constitutional ideas. I would tell them don't ever get into drugs. Most of that's shipped in by the government so they can then put you in their private prisons that are owned by the big money launderers. Yeah, you go to prison in the drug dealer's prison, so they make money on both ends. It's how they get you back into slavery. Remember, family always comes first. It's only family that's going to care about you in a pinch, and that the colleges are there to try to indoctrinate you, by and large. I mean, it varies. There's some good professors and instructors, don't let the colleges, you know, brainwash you with their diversity training that you're bad. I mean, it really just goes to that point. But I hope that I would give them the Obama deception, Fall of the Republican. You don't have to buy the DVDs. You don't have to buy Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. People do because they want the highest quality and it supports us. We couldn't do it without them. But, you know, hundreds of millions of views with all these films on YouTube and Google. Just type in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. When you type Endgame in, you don't get chess move links or Samuel Beckett plays. You get my film. When you type in Obama, one of the top three links is the Obama deception. Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Police State for the Rise of FEMA, the film I produced, Invisible Empire, Loose Change, Final Cut. Just search those terms. And because, I mean, I could sit here in just a minute or two and try to talk to your daughters, but it's just best if they watch Endgame, watch the Obama deception, watch Fall of the Republic, and then on obamadeception.net, what is the endgame, .com, there's a full online bibliography. And so they're out of college. I mean, they're out of high school. They're now in college. They know how to use a bibliography. So when they're watching the film, they can sit there with the film on one computer or a TV and then another computer open, with every link, every bill, every statement, everything we say, just right there. Tell your daughters, don't take birth control. Most times it's got a system built into it, depending on the type, to sterilize or reduce their fertility. Tetanus shots, they've caught adding hormones to it to sterilize your daughters. The Gardasil shot maims and kills women in mass. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Tell them, don't let the teachers tell them to get on Prozac, because it's the cool thing to do. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us. Okay, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition, the 17th of October, 2010. I've got some other election news I want to hit on, but as negative and scary as things are, it's positive to admit how dire our straits are so we can set about fixing it. This cop-out that it can't happen here, that it won't happen here, is why a lot of people have allowed things to go this far. And this country still has incredible wealth. And in a way that anesthetizes people, it kind of socially fogs their reason or drugs them to just hope things are going to get better right around the corner. They're not. The globalists are openly announcing world government, openly announcing global taxes. The federal government's openly announcing plans to take your pension funds and tax them. In the name of protecting them, of course, after they've already looted them and had them invest in derivatives. But the good news is, just 3 years ago, no major neocon host that reached total 60, 70 million people every day on talk radio would talk about world government or talk about the New World Order. But to stay pertinent, to stay relevant, they're now forced to, because myself and Ron Paul and many others and you out there spread the word and showed people the proof. So now we're having a real debate. Now, almost every American in Gallup polls knows that the Federal Reserve is private and wants to abolish it. It's over 80% now. Now we're identifying the crooks. Now we're having an effect. And that's beautiful. I want to talk about them getting Hillary Clinton ready to run for president and how serious this is. And the Republicans set to sweep the House, probably even the Senate. But I want to rampage through your calls right now. Tom, Josh, Drew, Victoria, Scott, Gary, I am, Karen, Rick, and others. Try to get to at least those 10 calls. Let's talk to Tom in Wisconsin. Tom, you're on the air.
Alex, can you hear me worldwide?
Worldwide, brother.
That's awesome. Well, I wanted to start right away by saying that police acting as corporate officers, killing people openly and going free is my big bugaboo. It really bothers me.
Okay, that's a great hypocrisy I was thinking about during the break. Have you heard this cop at the G20, an activist was blowing bubbles from 10 feet away. Bubbles were coming near him. And the cop said, I'm going to arrest you if you blow more bubbles. They did arrest him. And the cop is suing the person for defamation when they're in a public role. I'm sure they're going to lose in case the fool settles, you know, with them. They're also suing YouTube. But remember in Maryland, and by fool, I'm saying the people that are being sued are fools if they settle. In Maryland, the guy's riding his motorcycle, has a camera mounted on his helmet. That's popular to do. A lot of people do that. The cop pulls him over, unmarked, points, you know, pulls a gun out on him. They arrest the guy for videotaping the cop when the cop clearly knew the law. He had no perception of privacy. And there's thousands of cases all over the country where they're arresting people for filming cops. Even when they come to your own business to raid you and you have surveillance tapes and you release it later, they're arresting you for wiretapping when if it's in a public place of your own business, there's no perception of privacy and they're losing in court. The courts are saying, no, you have a right to videotape police in public places or on your own property. But it shows the hypocrisy that they've got cameras up surveilling us and warrantless wiretaps and Big Brother this, Big Brother that. But then if we videotape them, remember Pennsylvania. Thousands of photos taken of kids at home off the school laptops. Okay, but the government's saying that that's okay. They're saying that all of that is all right. Okay, so they're saying that they're going to surveil us, but then we can't publicly videotape them. I mean, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and you know, there was a USA Today article on the front page that featured an incredible image of that state patrolman getting out of his car, out of his patrol car, after he had very quickly pulled up in front of the guy, kind of almost like haphazardly, and getting out in pure rage with his gun drawn. And they showed a fuzzy image of that in a total propaganda piece where it made it about, is it okay that citizens record the police because it might interfere with how they act? When if anybody who listens to Alan Watt will agree with me when I say that he always says that whenever this surveillance technology is put into place, it changes the way people behave. And it's a total hypocrisy. It is.
Well, hold on.
Standard.
Why are police always getting caught turning their squad car cameras off? Because they want to use it on us, but not on themselves. Tom, great point. Great hypocrisy that you're pointing out. Let's talk to Josh. Or who's up next? Who was I talking to? Josh? So I was just talking to Josh. We're going to Josh next. Josh and PA, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. So I want to give you my example of government hypocrisy, and I'm actually directly involved in it. 2004, it was a mortgage fraud issue. In 2004, 2006, I worked for a mortgage company in California, and I can't give too much specifics because I'm actually still involved in this federal case, but I left the company in 2006. I was approached by two different federal agencies that wanted to investigate my former boss for supposedly committing between $6 to $12 million in mortgage fraud, and they have labeled it the largest mortgage scheme in the history of the United States, which we now know is not true. But what's interesting enough is $6 to $12 million, and this man, which he's not a good man anyway, but the point is for $6 to $12 million, they want to try to do 15 to 20 years. But yet you have Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Bank of America who just completely loots the American people for $55 billion and gets a $550 million fine. So
that's right. They've said, oh, you're going to get a fine for a fraction of what you did. It's admitted fraud, but that's okay. And they always burn mid-level or low-level people, you know, just to put it up on TV. Oh, look, they're doing something. Because the J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs people literally fill almost every regulatory position. It's a revolving door. They give bailouts to themselves, to their own bank accounts.
It's even worse, too, because it's also about enslaving the American people to work for slave labor in these private corporations, which are really jails, for them to continue. It's as effective for the global elite for, you know, offshoring. It's the same concept. They want to continue enslaving us to produce products for them to continue getting rich off of. So it's this ongoing situation, and I just... you know, once again, thank you, because you definitely opened up my eyes for the last year. I've been listening to you diligently, so thank you.
Well, Josh, thank you. Let me ask you this quick question. How horrifying is it for you when they admittedly are taking houses that are even paid for, not just not having the deeds or selling it many, many times over and no one knowing who has it, or multiple banks trying to foreclose on the same house? Or I've also seen mainstream reports that's also confirmed by listeners calling me. I always get the calls before it's even in the news, where they have, you know, a few programs. Well, you can renegotiate your mortgage. So you go in to do it. They tell you you're doing that. You sign papers, and then they laugh at you and take your house. Now they've already passed the law. Obama hasn't signed it yet, to allow the banks with no paperwork or anything to just take anything they want. So we already know there's fraud, and the government's answer is, we'll make this legal. Well, that's like the Supreme Court making it legal that blacks weren't humans. Blacks are still humans, even if the Supreme Court 100 and something years ago said they weren't humans, or 2/3 human. So, you know, Congress can't certify that, say, Barack Obama is allowed to barbecue small children on the front lawn of the White House. Congress can't certify they're allowed to warrantlessly wiretap citizens. Congress can't certify that torture is okay. I mean, it just makes them complicit criminals. They can't just wave a wand and make something legal.
Well, this is what they do. This is what they continue to do. I mean, I've watched, myself and a couple of the other associates that actually worked for this guy, we were helping people. And it's really fascinating, because you see that, you know, it really, at the end of the day, it's not about helping people. You know, the government doesn't care about helping people. They just want to look like they're helping people, so they continue, once again, having a scapegoat, the smaller little minions, the small people that, at the end of the day, they can just kind of push the dirt on, and, you know, let their Gestapo, Stasi, FBI, and, you know, Treasury Department agencies run people over, and just continue promoting this ideology of fear in the American people.
Great points, Josh. No, it's total hypocrisy. I'm going to try to jam in as many calls as I can, but I need to get into election news first, briefly, on the other side. Of course, we'll be covering this in more detail, all of it, tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, with a weekday broadcast. There's another way to fight the globalist. I can't think of any radio show more effective. Please spread the word about our show.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so here's some of the political news. Rasmussen predicts GOP gain of 55 in the House. They may even win the Senate. Poll shows those craving for change now look to the GOP, kind of like they look to Obama. But here's the good news. Pro-establishment Republicans in almost every primary have lost to people like Rand Paul. Pro-establishment Democrats like Specter have been losing to anti-establishment Democrats. The Democrats are now running, a whole bunch of them, as anti-Pelosi. So they're running away from establishment types. This is a major political realignment. But here's the really scary news. Bill Clinton back on campaigning for everybody that helped Hillary run for president against Obama. And the Democrats are openly talking about Joe Biden at least stepping down, as you know, in the last 2 weeks, and Hillary running for vice president, maybe even for president, maybe even Obama not running. Well, as bad as Obama is, and he's bad, this is Bill Clinton. This is, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. How dare you? How dare you? Oh. This is missile secrets to the Chinese. This is This is the reported rapist. I mean, this guy, Hillary, total globalist, anti-gun, the original harbinger of government socialist health care. And this is the guy. I mean, this is what you explain about Hillary. This is the guy and the lady. This is the dynamic duo, the co-president, Hillary Clinton. She's already been president once, according to Bill. These are the people that honchoed through not just NAFTA and GATT, but the end of Glass-Steagall that allowed the megabanks to create over $1,000 trillion in fake counterfeit instruments, derivatives, credit default swaps, all of it. I mean, this is, oh, boy, yes, Democrats, Obama didn't deliver. Remember all those Obama supporters? Oh, thank you, President, I don't have to worry about my car payment. I don't have to worry about my house payment. I don't have to, worry about anything. Everything's fixed because of Obama. Here you are, a year and a half, almost 2 years later. Everything fixed for you? Answer is no. So they're really gearing up for that in a big way. Merkel says German multiculturalism has failed the country. Reuters, everybody's fighting with each other. The foreigners they brought in for reduced wages are destroying the infrastructure, and they're admitting it's destroying their country. So that's just some of the news on that front. But they do make good voters to vote for socialism. So that's just some of the news there. And then four fuel depots shut down in Paris, reduced as French protests escalate. And in all these articles from Greece and Spain and everywhere, they're saying thousands are protesting. It's not thousands. It's millions per country, sometimes millions per city. Another example of how the media lies and manipulates in their hypocrisy when they go around and try to police the alternative media. So that's just some of the news on that front. You know, I said I'd get into this today, and I covered it a lot Thursday and Friday. But government trains troops to run American cities. You can go read this Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com article. And it links to ABC News 50. It links to the Army Times. You can just read it for yourself, where they openly say the military is being trained for during a financial collapse to save America and stop protesters. Well, the military, I'm not going to say, are bad people. But they've definitely been given illegal criminal missions overseas. And now the mission's going to be here domestically. They've already got DWI checkpoints run by Marines, the Army. All of this is to introduce troops on the streets of America, another sign of what the banksters have done to this country. So you need to talk to everybody you know in the military and explain to them how serious this is. And everyone needs to see my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I made my first three Police State films going back over 10 years ago, but all my newest data is in the film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, available at InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead now, and let's talk to Drew in Minnesota. Drew, you're on the air.
Alex, my example of hypocrisy is if an individual files affidavits in court that are contain falsehoods and fraud, typically they are in danger of going to jail and having their case totally thrown out in court. What we have here is apparently hundreds of thousands of fraudulent affidavits have been used to foreclose and kick out American families out of their homes.
Yeah, it's actually nearing a million in the month of September, the latest numbers we have, 100,000 in 1 month. So it's over a million.
And this, I think, is calling into question millions of real estate transactions that have occurred in the past several years. If the underlying documents are fraudulent.
Yeah, that's why people always moved here, because in the U.S. you could get real clear title to property, but now that's all over, and the government has passed the law, Obama has not signed it yet, to allow banks to take any property they want with no paperwork. I mean, that's CNBC. Does that sound like a free society to you?
No, sir, it does not. Also, one other quick point. Are there derivatives contracts where they will massively profit if they lose money on a foreclosure sale? In other words, that's what I suspect is happening, is that they don't want these modifications to go through, because if they foreclose on the house and they lose a big paper loss, they can get derivatives winnings on that multiple times what the property's worth.
Well, we're going to have an expert in Wednesday for 3 hours on this, but they make money every angle you can imagine. I mean, they sell governments and institutions, this is on record, derivatives that don't even have property backed by them. That's why you'll have two, three, in some cases, banks trying to foreclose on the same house, because they were all sold it. I mean, look, When they announced 2 months ago, Bloomberg reported it, they admitted it in court, Prudential was just one company, that they signed a secret, and Prudential, when they got caught in court, you know, headline, Prudential signed secret deal with Veterans Affairs to take death benefits. People pay insurance when they're in the military, if they get killed or when they die later, that their widow's going to get the money. They take their life insurance, and the government made the deal with them. The government's so corrupt, I don't even have words to describe this, Drew. I mean, they're acting like they're invincible, like they can do anything, Drew.
It appears that way, and it appears that the government isn't doing much in response at this point.
Actually, it's doing quite a bit, trying to pass a law to say it's legal. I mean, they're trying to, we second the fraud. We're all for it. All right, now look, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 calls. There's no way to get to all of them, but I'll try. Victoria in Montana, you're on the air, Victoria.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Can you, my double standard that I want to talk about, I had three, but I only talk about one. The so-called Child Protective Services illegally take babies from their parents to supposedly protect them, but yet the government forcefully take away our money and taxes to murder and kill babies through legalized abortions and then perform experiments on live, conscious, aborted babies and use them as resource materials for corporate products and profits.
By the way, that's on record, and for those with the John Irish baby, Thursday, the court ordered the baby released because it turned out they had a criminal record for another John Irish. That's a pretty common name in New Hampshire. A lot of Irishes in that area. And the hypocrisy is, I was watching Fox News Friday afternoon, and they were still demonizing the Irish family, saying they hope the CPS still takes the baby, and saying nothing about the fact that they had the wrong guy on the paperwork. What do you think
that's
about
awful.
That?
They need to be shut down because they're corrupt, and they need to have that godlike power taken away from them and then have some new legal guidelines and procedures set up for them because they're out of control. And also the second part of that solution is to fire 95% of our out-of-control government and teach the other 5% the Constitution and make them follow it.
Exactly. They are our employees. They are servants, not officials, authorities, and tyranny is when your government gets out of control and starts robbing you. And who can doubt, Victoria, that we've gotten to that situation? And their response to us waking up to them is to start stealing, 10 times faster. God bless you. Appreciate the call. And for those that don't know, they do on record in the U.S. and in China keep aborted babies third trimester alive, partial birth. They do keep them alive and do medical experiments on them. You can search that. But I guess You're bad if you're against that. It's like in Travis County, I've got to pay for abortions. Only county, I've got to pay for people to kill their babies, elective abortions. I've got to pay taxes. I pay for the hospital district, a whole new tax every year on my little operation. Texas won't be a haven for business much longer, I'm here to tell you. And I've got to pay for babies to be murdered. And that's just the way it is. And under the health care bill, it's in there. I got to pay for babies to be killed. But it gets better. Bill Gates is now out going, you bet there's death panels. And he tells teachers, you'll get 10 jobs if we kill Granny. Remember that? And the cover of Newsweek, the case for killing Granny. Once they get the wealth all under their control, then they all make us fight over it once it's been socialized, once it's been collectivized. We're out of time. Sorry to all the other callers. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Great job to the crew. Just get out there and take on the New World Order and spread the word about the radio show at InfoWars.com and all the stations you listen to it on.